Good evening, everyone. My name is Captain Edward Hill. I'm the core officer of Pasadena Tabernacle, and it's great to welcome each one of you here tonight to what promises to be a fantastic night of praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to be led in our worship tonight by two outstanding musical contingents of the Salvation Army. We've just heard from the Canadian Staff Band, led by Bandmaster Brian Burdett. And a little later on, you'll hear from our own Tabernacle Youth Chorus, led by Barbara Allen. Let's greet both leaders and both groups. Well, in anticipation of a great night, we need to sing a really great song. And so the executive officer of the Canadian Staff Band, Major Ron Miller, is going to come and lead us in Amazing Love. I'd invite you to stand. The words will be on screen, and Major Miller will lead us.
It's a delight for us to be here to partner with the Youth Chorus and to especially partner with you now tonight as we sing this great Charles Wesley song. Let's sing together with the help of the band.
Thank you.
Father God, we are so grateful to you tonight. Bold we approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ, my own. We declare you as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings tonight. We present to you our music. We present to you our gifts and abilities. We present to you our hearts and our minds and our spirits. And in that presenting, in that act of worship, we believe blessing will pour forth as we release the music that is empowered and soaked by your Spirit. May you be honored, and may we be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Our next featured item is the youngest member of the band. He's 17 years old. And he's going to play a solo called Jubilance for Cornet and Band. That is right, isn't it? He's 17 and single, yes. And he's going to play a number called Jubilance for Cornet and Band, and it's based on a song that talks about joy in the Lord. There's joy in loving you. Brindley Venables, come forward. Let's receive Brindley, youngest member of the band, to play Jubilance.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Well, there you have some music from the classics. Johann Sebastian Bach, thought by many to be the greatest composer the world has ever seen. And I imagine if he was alive today, he might write it more in that style than he did in the style he originally intended. I also imagine that he might just right now be rolling over in his grave to think that a brass band would even attempt to play something like that when those instruments didn't exist when he was alive. But it's a great arrangement. Come with me on an imaginary journey. It's a relatively small house, but it has a porch, a veranda. It's facing the west, and on that veranda, there's a rocking chair. And in the rocking chair is an elderly grandfather. It's early evening. The sun's setting. He's had his dinner. He's been soaking up the beautiful rays of the sunshine and just rocking back and forth. His eyes closed. The rocking got slower and slower and stopped. He was asleep. And suddenly, a little hand touched his knee. And a squeaky little voice said, "Grandpa, tell me a story." Now, the truth of the matter was he really didn't want to. But it was his grandson. How could he not? One eye opened. The other eye opened and he thought, what can I tell him that he'll enjoy and will be good for him? And so he began the story that you all know. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. And as he gradually came awake, the story gained more and more energy. And the hand got a little tighter. And it said, tell me more, Grandpa. What happened next? Until he was rattling off that story, and the little grandson was absolutely laughing with glee. Well, here's a trombone solo that tries to portray a story just like that. Our soloist is Barrington Venables. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho. Thank you.
Our next number is going to be conducted by our deputy bandmaster, John Lamb. Now, John is, in his professional life, is the head of a music department at an inner-city school in London, Ontario. And if you ever get a chance to talk to him, he really sees this as a wonderful opportunity that God has given to him. He's really felt called to this kind of ministry. And in his church life, he is the bandmaster of the very prestigious London Citadel Band. And so he's had opportunity in his life to kind of combine those two very, very interesting aspects of his life. And God is using him in a wonderful way. Now, just since this new season, he's also assumed the role of deputy bandmaster in our band. So I think it would be appropriate tonight for us to greet deputy bandmaster John Lamb as he conducts the band in Russian Sailor's Dance.
Thank you. Well, we've reached our final song for this evening. We're going to sing In the Sanctuary, which has become something of a theme song for the youth chorus, certainly at the Tab, and many of you here will know it. So what we're going to do tonight is, at one point, I'm going to turn around, I'm going to ask you to stand up, and we're going to have one big gospel choir. So just join in at that point. Will you do that for me? Good. Love to hear enthusiasm. That's great. So we're going to leave you with In the Sanctuary.
Oh God, we coming to your house tonight with expectancy in our hearts. Lord, we know you're going to bless us, so we lift our hands in the sanctuary. And our God's people said, here we go.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands.
my favorite weekly news magazine is The Economist, and the year-end issue had as its feature some writings on the pursuit of happiness. And the conclusion to which the articles came was that prosperity in the Western world has not meant an increase in happiness. Even though we have more than we've ever had, we are no happier. We are no more content. They concluded that there's something in the human spirit that is never satisfied. Maybe if they'd read the words of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke, the editors of The Economist would have discovered the answer. When Jesus said that if we want to find our life, we must be willing to lose it. To lose it to God. To learn the truth about which Richard Slater wrote in the song which was the core of the band's meditation. And is it so, a gift for me dost thou, dear Lord, request? Ask what thou will, obeying, I am blessed. It's only when we learn to hold things loosely, it's only when we learn to give away what we have, that we really discover happiness. It's only then that we begin to truly serve Christ. And it's only then that we really show the presence of the kingdom of God. It's much more than our contentment or our satisfaction. It's about the silent coming of the kingdom of God. A kingdom of which we are the agents, and a kingdom which is coming silently in this community, in this country, in our country, and around the world. Dominique Lapierre is well known as a journalist with Paris Match, a French news weekly. He's the author of a number of books that you may have read: The City of Joy, Is Paris Burning?, Freedom at Midnight, and most recently, A Thousand Suns, which is a series of memoirs of people he's met and experiences he's had as he served as a journalist with Paris Match. The most moving is his account of Christmas spent in the slums of Calcutta, walking around one Christmas Eve with Father Gaston, a Swiss Catholic priest, as he ministered to the people in that slum. And Lapierre writes how, even though Christians were a tiny minority, there were garlands and lights all over the slum. Christmas carols played on the loudspeakers. And outside Father Gaston's hut, there was a bamboo pole on the end of which was a luminous star. Interestingly, the idea of the pole with the star on the end was the idea of Gaston's Muslim and Hindu neighbors, who said, "Father Gaston, we know that the night the Christian God was born, a Savior is among us. The kingdom coming so silently in that Calcutta slum because the night the Christian God was born, a Savior is among us. But the kingdom will come in all its fullness one day." We read about it in Philippians chapter 2 in these verses. "Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. As we, with open hands, give what we have to Jesus, we serve as witnesses to a kingdom that is coming silently. And we wait on tiptoes for the day when that kingdom shall be fully evident. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and every knee will bow. And all creation will sing the Christ hymn. I can hardly wait. Can you?
Well, thank you very much, Bandmaster Burdett and the members of the Canadian Staff Band for your musical ministry tonight. It's been a great night. We've really appreciated it. You've been busy already, and tomorrow's a big day for the band as well. They go to the Crystal Cathedral with our Tabernacle Songsters, and they'll be supporting our national leaders as Commissioner Gaither speaks to the congregation there. And we look forward to their ministry at the Crystal Cathedral tomorrow. To the Tabernacle Youth Chorus, thank you so much for your musical ministry tonight. Whenever and wherever the Tabernacle Youth Chorus sings, they bring great blessing. We're proud that they're a part of this great corps. Finally, I just want to promote a little bit of a future program. It's going to be held on March 4th at 6 p.m., featuring many, many different musical groups, including the Torrance Songsters, the Tab Songsters, the Youth Chorus, our singing company, a brass ensemble, and other groups as well. And we hope that you'll consider being a part of that. That's March 4th, and there's a few of these out on the table in the foyer. The Canadian Staff Band now is going to play for us a musical benediction. And following the program, I'd invite you to take part in some refreshments and fellowship in our multipurpose room. Thank you for coming, and God bless you.
At the beginning of this evening, Commissioner Gaither said to you, we're all part of the same family. And we are. And so we're going to come to join you. It's probably going to take a minute, I think. Some of them are even going upstairs. And we're going to surround you with sound. But more importantly, we're going to try and surround you with God's blessing. We're turning to the work of the English vocal composer John Rutter, who wrote just absolutely exquisite melodies. And we're going to finish with this very, very brief, but very lovely Gaelic blessing.